And now, young men of a good family, long before the time of Tathagata, Chandra Surya, Pradipa, the Arahat, the perfectly enlightened one, there had appeared the Tathagata, perfectly enlightened one, likewise called Chandra Surya Paradipa, after whom, Ajita, there were 20,000 Tathagatas, perfectly enlightened one, all of them bearing the name of Chandra Surya Paradipa, of the same lineage and family name, to wit of Bharada Bhaga. All those 20,000 Tathagata of Ajita, from the first to the last, showed the law, revealed the cause which is holy at its commencement, holy in its middle, holy at the end. This Chandra Surya Prabhadipa Buddha, one after another appeared in the same name, and left the same teaching. What does it mean? Before Buddha, even before Buddha start to talk, Lotus Sutra, Chandra Surya Pradipa appeared and told the same teaching, and one after another. Buddha appeared in the same name and told the same teaching. Buddha started to talk, started to tell it. That is what Manjushri saw, actually, in his previous life. This is your homework. What does it mean? You may think this is just a fairy tale, or does it mean something? This is, I think, good homework for you. And if you want to ask, it's the final day of the training period. In question and answer, you can ask me if you want to. Be careful not to get big slack. Okay? What does it mean? One after another, Buddha appeared in the same name, Chandra Surya Pradipa, and told the same sutra as Sadama Sundarika Sutra. The aforesaid, Lord Chandra Surya Pradipa, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one, when a young prince and not yet having left home, to embrace the ascetic life, had 8 sons, namely the young prince Samati, Anatamati, Ratanamati, Bisha Amati, Vimanati Samruddha Gati. Goshamati and Dharma Mati. There were 8 sons. These 8 young princes, Ajita, son of the Lord, these 8 young princes, Ajita, sons to the Lord, Chandrasurya Pradipa, the Tathagata heart, an immense fortune. Each of them was possession of 4 great continents where they exercised the kingly sway. When they saw that the Lord had left his home to become an ascetic and heard that he had attained supreme perfect enlightenment, they forsake all of them, the pleasure of loyalty, and followed the example of the Lord by designing the world. All of them strove to reach superior enlightenment and become preachers of the Lord, while constantly leading a holy life. These young princes planted roots of goodness under many thousands of Buddhas. Chandra Surya Pradipa Bodhisattva, when he was at home, when before he became ascetic, he had 8 sons, and they were, you know, when they heard, you know, of her mother attained enlightenment and giving a supreme teaching, they followed father's way, and they also attained enlightenment and left supreme teaching, like his father, their father. Thereupon, Ajita, the Lord Chandrasurya Pradipa, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one, predestinated the Bodhisattva called Sirigarbha Bodhisattva, Sirigarbha. perfectly enlightened one, and then spoke to thus the whole assembly. O monks, this Bodhisattva, Sringara, here shall immediately after me attain supreme perfect enlightenment, and become Vimala Natra, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one. Now, hi.
I was following and I think you turned to
22.
Yeah, but you want to know if you were.
Twenty-two. Did I skip
you?
Oh. Oh, I see. I see. I wanted to skip, but it was too much. excuse me. And okay. There were, you know, eight princes or sons for the Chandra Surya Pradipa. And they also attained enlightenment like his father. And next paragraph. Actually, this paragraph is the almost same, 99% same, as you had, as we had, at page 6, from second paragraph, page 6, second paragraph. Yeah. It was at that time, Ajita, that the road, the name is different, the road, Chandra, Surya, Pradipa, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one. If you change the road, Chandra, Surya, Pradipa for the his name. If you change his name, it is exactly the same. So it may not be necessary even to read it, but Ajita, that's the Lord Chandra Surya Pradipa, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one, after expanding the Dhamma Prayaya, called the Great Exposition, a text of great extension, serving to instruct bodhisattvas and proper to all Buddhas at the same moment and instant, at the same gathering of the classes of hearers, sat cross-legged on the same seat of the row, and entered upon the meditation, then the station of exposition of infinity. His body was motionless and his mind had reached the perfect tranquility. And as soon as the Lord had entered upon the meditation, there fell a great rain of divine flowers, mandaravas and great mandaravas, manjushakas and great manjushakas, covering the road, and the four classes of hearers, while the whole Buddha field shook. While the whole Buddha field shook in the six ways, it moved, removed, trembled, trembled from one end to the other, tossed around, exactly the same. And then these those who were assembled and sitting together at that congregation, monks, nuns, male and female lay devotees, gods, nayas, goblins, gandharavas, demons, garudas, kinnaras, great serpents, men and being not human, as well as governors of the region, rulers of armies and rulers of four continents, all of them with their followers gazed on the road in astonishment, in amazement, in ecstasy. At that moment, there issued a ray from within the circle of hair between the eyebrow of the road. It extended over 1,800,000 Buddha fields in the eastern quarter, so that all those Buddha fields appeared falling, illuminated by radiance, just like the Buddha fields do now of Ajita. same thing happened as it happened now, O Ajita, he said. At the juncture, Ajita, there was 20 cottages of bodhisattvas following the road, all hearers of the law in that assembly, on seeing how the world was illuminated by luster of that ray, felt astonishment, amazement, ecstasy, and curiosity. Now it happened, Ajita, that under the rule of the aforesaid Lord, aforesaid Lord, now it happened, Ajita, that under the rule of the aforesaid Lord, there was bodhisattva called Barapurava, who had 800 pupils. It was to this bodhisattva Barabha, Barabharapa, that's the road on raising from this, from his meditation, revealed the Dhamma Parayaya called the lotus of the true law. Here, at last appears the name of the sutra. Before, you know, he spoke during fully 60 intermediate kalpas, always sitting on the same seat with an immovable body and tranquil mind, and the whole assembly continued sitting on the same seat listening to the preaching of the Lord for 60 intermediate kalpas. There being not a single creature in that assembly who felt fatigue of body or mind. Great difference from my lecture. What does it mean, by the way? Do you understand what does it mean? As the Lord Chandra Surya Pradipa, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one, during 60 intermediate kalpas had been expounding the Dhamma Paraya, called the lotus of the true law, a text of great development, serving to instruct Bodhisattva and proper to all Buddhas, he instantly announced his complete Nibbana to the world, including the gods, Maras, and Brahmans, to all creatures, including ascetics, Brahmans, gods, men, and demons, saying, "Today, O monks, this very night, in this middle watch, with the Tathagata, by entering the element of absolute Nibbana, become wholly extinct." After Chandra Surya Surya Paradipa giving out this lotus sutra, he took Nibbana. He announced Nibbana. And before he took Nibbana, he appointed his successor. Thereupon Ajita, Lord Chandra Surya Paradipa, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one, predestinated Bodhisattva called Sri Garbha to assume perfectly enlightened and then spoke to supreme, perfectly enlightened and then spoke thus to the whole assembly, O monks, this Bodhisattva, Sri Garbha, here shall immediately after me attain supreme perfect enlightenment and become Divara Netra, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one. So he announced that he appointed Sri Garbha Bodhisattva to be his successor. And his name should be Vimala Netra. And this is this kind of appointment, not appointment, but this kind of to talk about someone's future and to assure his enlightenment in the future is called juki in Japanese. And in Shogo Genzo there is the fascicle called juki. And what does it mean by juki? And he explained in his own way what is juki. And also his interpretation of this sutra in another chapter turns Lotus Sutra. Turn the Lotus Sutra. But anyway, this kind of style of description is called juki. Juki I have something to explain here, maybe. Juki is called I don't know Sanskrit, but here there is some explanation. Juki in Sanskrit Vyakarana. B and A is prefix, and kur means to divide. So in scripture, if there is some part, question answer, this part was called Vyakarana. So after it means that to give some title to the disciples when they attained enlightenment, or where he will be born after his life. Especially this kind of description is called juki, Vyakarana. Here, Buddha gave Sri Garbha Bodhisattva the name of Vimala Netra, and he will attain enlightenment and he will be his successor. This kind of description is called juki. And here you have intermediate kalpas has been this sutra was continued by the Surya, by the Chandra Surya Pradipa for 60 intermediate kalpas of time. Intermediate kalpas is in unit of the time, actually, one kalpa. There's many ways of explaining how long one kalpa is. No one knows how long it is, so long that no one knows. But in Buddhism, in all time, Buddhists think human beings. We didn't die at the age of 90 or 100. We had limitless age. We had. But more and more, we become busy in this life. And our life became shorter and shorter. So if our life, average life become 10 years, that is one cup. You know, one cup. So we don't know how long it is. And human life is limitless. So this is almost limitless unit of time. And then when our life reach 10 years, our life limit come to 10 years, our life will increase little by little. We will be alarmed. In this way, there will be no human nature. Why it happened in that way to us? And they will think more, and they will improve their way of life. And by this kind of effort, our life will be extended more and more until it comes to 80,000 years. So, 80,000 years. And when it comes to 80,000 years, you know, human, as we are human beings, we become more and more lazy. And inventing airplane and everything, mechanics. And we lose our life becomes shorter and shorter. Till it comes to 10 years of life. So, this is one kalpa, you know. In this way, we will have first kalpa is the time of the years. Our life comes to limitless to the 10 years. That is first one kalpa. And we will repeat, you know, same thing over and over again. 18 times. Increasing, decreasing, increasing, decreasing. Over our life will be repeated 18 times. And the last kalpa will be the time when our die. When everything will God, including human life. That is so called it, Juko. Juko means Juko means the corpus of time, when everything consisted pretty firmly, without losing its form. And echo means the time, you know, at the end of the Juko, everything will, you know, this integrate, and that is, you know, echo. And before that, we have joko, integration age, and integrated age, and disintegrated age. And integrated age is 20 karpas of time. And one karpas is up and down from 10 to
880-something. Will there still be Buddhas? Will there still be Tathagatas after the disintegration?
Yeah, there's koan. The exactly the same koan as you ask.
What is the answer?
That is also called homework. Your homework. Very interesting. Interesting question.
I don't understand. I thought you just said that they can go 18 times up and down from 10 to 80,000.
Yeah.
And that's 18 kalpas, then there's the disintegration and the whole thing's over.
Mm-hmm. No, 18, after 18, we have time to come up again to you know, 80,000
life. And then does this disintegration take place?
Yeah.
Well, then how can they talk about after 20 intermediate kalpas and 12 intermediate kalpas, the number of kalpas they give as examples go way over 18?
Yeah, 18, but it is explained just 18, you know. 18 kalpas. That's how, you know, that's innumerable, you know. Kalpa is already innumerable, you know. But even so, there must be, it means some length of time, you know. And some length of time, 18 times of some, or 20 times of some length of time, is Juko. Integrated. Cut. Right.
The footnotes say that the count was a half an hour.
No, no.
In the book
it says. No, it doesn't say so. It is said. It is. No, I don't think so. Where is it?
Well, it's just the translator. He's not a Buddhist.
No. He's. I don't know if it is, but
I think that was a piece of symbolism.
And this is one of many, you know, example of idea of karpa. You know, did I explain another way of understanding one karpa? There's big rock, you know, like the flower. and every 500 years, maybe or more, angel come to the rock, and she may, her sleep may die of some storm, and when that storm vanished, by the sleep of the angel, it is Lanka. So there is many ways of explaining what is Lanka. But here, especially intermediate kalpa, so I must follow this idea of intermediate. And the explanation is here, immediately, three times, maybe what you are saying is immediately, and they repeat same thing, So that is the explanation to it. I think I will come to that paragraph, that sentence, that cross. At the road, Chandra, Surya, Pradipa, the Tathagata, the perfectly enlightened one, during 60 intermediate kalpas, had been expounding the Dhamma Prayaya, called the Lotus of the True Law, a text of the great development, serving to instruct Bodhisattva and proper to all Buddhas. He instantly announced that. Oh, I did it. We did it.